This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Game okay, right there. Missed tackles. Injuries. Drake Greenlaw went down to the fourth play of the game, but I kept thinking to myself, I saw enough from Drake Greenlaw in the first half against the Rams to not see him again for the rest of the season. Now we got knee tightness. We got a calf. We got everything. Aaron Banks gets hurt. D. Winters got hurt. Guys are dropping like fives. Shasky, that game, in its totality, was the perfect, perfect description of the 49ers 2024 season.
Geez Louise, you want to talk about one of the worst draft picks. This kicker is just, he's terrible. Like, there's no one in the Bay Area can listen to me without nodding their head. The kicker's terrible. He's terrible.
Terrible.
Poor guy.
I can't defend him.
And then Debo, you're bringing up Debo. Debo had three chunk plays called back because of penalties. Ricky Pearsall, almost consecutive. I think it was like two straight plays.
Yeah.
Illegal formations that wipe away big games. They're going to be on like the five with a Debo play on third down that actually Brock made a nice play on. And then we get to the quarterback. And look, man, I know you and I have argued and we've been at each other's throats over like the money and not having the money. I'm telling you this right now. And I mean this with all my heart. Is the season on Brock? Absolutely not. Was the game on Brock? Absolutely not. It's bigger than that. Protection up front has been spotty at best. At best.
It was awful yesterday.
Bonte, you could tell me Brock Purdy is playing for free next year. And I'm telling you, that's great. That's awesome. I want him to come in at some point and wear a 49er uniform. But I also have to draft a quarterback or I have to bring someone else in. Like, that is where I'm at on this. Like, I have more questions than answers with Brock Purdy. Has he deserved a pay raise? Sure, absolutely. And I know that we'll get into the money and we've got 6 months or however long until he gets his money. I am telling you right now, Joe Shasky, and I'm putting my name on it. If God is my witness, if they don't bring in a quarterback, it doesn't even have to be to compete for the start, to push him at minimum, push him. They've got to. I've got so many questions about the quarterback. He has played spectacular. And then this year, if I just take this year, he has left a lot to be desired. And they had the ball with under 2 minutes to go. It's the 2 minute warning. And all you have to do is go down. I couldn't believe Miami said, you know what? We're kicking a field goal. We don't think you're going to get six. Because I'm thinking, if they're playing in the division with Josh Allen, they got to go for that fourth down maybe. You know, like there's no way you give him the ball, you know, only needing 6 points to take the lead. And they said, we don't think Brock Purdy can go the distance. And then he just throws a ball that he has no, you don't need to throw. You have all three timeouts. You're at the 50-yard line. Essentially, you've got all the time in the world. It's just an unnecessary play. And yes, the protection up front was terrible, but he's got to be better than that. And I feel like more times than not, he's had the ball with opportunities to drive this team down and win. And for a variety of circumstances, he's come up short.
He has come up short this year. He has come up short. But there, as you mentioned, and look, the 49ers are probably going to bring in a quarterback. They're not going to bring in, I highly doubt they're going to bring back Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs.
They cannot.
So that, to your point about bringing in another quarterback, I think that's a foregone conclusion. But are you going to bring in another quarterback to start? That's the juicier question. Are you bringing in a quarterback to replace Brock Purdy? I'm not. And I hear all the numbers and all the records since the Baltimore game and this and that, blah, 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 blah. I look at the roster right now. This offensive line is a mess.
No question.
This offensive line is a mess. There's not going to be many quarterbacks who are going to be able to function behind an offensive line like this, but you're asking them to with the money he's getting paid. And a lot of quarterbacks aren't getting paid this type of money who can't function behind an offensive line like this. Thought Brock Purdy made some great plays yesterday. I felt like I had a quarterback saying, you know what? If I go into next year, Brock Purdy, I'm good with as a starting quarterback with the 49ers. I'm really good with it. And the money's going to be the money. You can structure the contract in a way where you're front-loaded, you make it team-friendly, or Brock gets his money, and you have all type of opt-out clauses. They'll get creative with the contract. I truly believe that. But Brock Purdy yesterday, when I'm watching him, and yeah, the pick was bad. He got hit while he threw it. He tried to make a layer throw. not the smartest decision in the world, but I thought Brock played very inspired football yesterday. I thought he played excellent football for the most part. So when I walked out of that game, my biggest takeaway, Shasky, wasn't the quarterback. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot about him after throwing the pick, and there is something to him not being able to rally in the fourth quarter of a league game when he drives. But I look at right tackle, center, left guard, and I said, how the hell can you roll back with that?
Well,
you have to roll. You have to bring back. And if you, and like I see a text right here, Kirk Cousins to the rescue.
No.
Well, you put Kirk Cousins behind this offensive line.
Can't move.
You're not throwing for 313 yards.
Yeah.
So Brock Purdy's escapability and his scrambling ability actually helps you behind an offensive line like this. You have to do that. And then the miscues, the penalties, they've got to do something about this. It's just too much laundry on the field.
11, and there were more that were unaccepted. It was just, it's so bad. Special teams, another false start on a punt. I mean, it's just, it's a variety of issues every single week. The reason why I'm hyper-focused on Purdy, and I this is just my belief. Look, I thought he had moments where he played okay, and then they get down into the red zone, and they've got an opportunity to score a touchdown right before the end of the half. And he's super predictable, staring down George Kittle, and everybody knows he's a little smaller, and boom, ball gets tipped at the line. That should have been a touchdown. You could see the frustration with Kyle Shanahan, and the thing that he hung his hat on for like a year and a half, decision-making, accuracy, and both of those have been spotty at best this year. And that's why I'm so, like, I think he is a huge question mark. Health is a question mark. I think his confidence is a question mark.
Yeah, I think his confidence is fine. I saw a confident quarterback yesterday. I think his confidence is back. I thought he made good decisions yesterday, but I also know that, look, man, this is you know what I got yesterday? You know the vibes I got? And the season didn't go the same way, but I got 1991 San Francisco 49er vibes yesterday, where things just did not go. Now, that team won 10 games. They ended up going 10-6, and they lost the tiebreaker for the NCAA championship. But they had a five-game winning streak to end the season. They were not good that year. They had the Hail Mary, Billy Joe Tolliver, I believe his name was, back with the Atlanta Falcons when he threw the Hail Mary at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. That season just went awry. Just not a lot of things went well. And they missed the playoffs that season. And it was kind of an exception to the rule with those 49ers. That's the kind of vibe I got yesterday where I was just like, they're going to find a way to lose this game.
Oh,
I felt like that in the second quarter.
But isn't that, like, to me, that's also, I mean, like, again, it's the offensive line, there's no question that's an element. And I don't diminish how important it is to have a great offensive line.
Chesky, they're rolling out.
They had to watch Jenny George Kittle and Deebo Samuel cooking in the same game.
They also have Patrick Taylor Jr. playing running back you. 8 carries, 24 yards. So what? You need a threat back there.
You had the ball with 2 minutes to go.
You're not running the ball well. You're heading off to your fourth running back of the season. Patrick Taylor Jr.'s running back yesterday.
Monte, everyone's got issues.
The teams with the issues are not going to the playoffs.
When I asked this guy to rise to the occasion, I think that he's come up kind of meager. There's a handful of games where he's risen to the occasion. Second half, the first L.A. Ram game, I thought he was really good. And outside of that, it's like he's had multiple fourth quarter opportunities to do something, to be a swashbuckler and lead this team down, and he's failed to do so. And you talked about like how they've been snake bit all year. Last year, if they had that exact same game, I am convinced they're winning it. They're finding a way to win. And
you
I'm
know
with
why?
You. I felt the same way. I had zero confidence that they were going to win that game. Zero.
Yeah, I'm not as outraged because I understand the circumstances right now. You guys can call me caring. You guys can call me soft, whatever it is. That team is so damn depleted. The fact that they went out there and gave it a try and didn't get blown out, I was like, you know what? You play with spirit and effort. I know we're asking pros to do that who are getting paid millions of dollars. But I actually walked away from that game saying, I'm okay with Brock Purdy being my quarterback in 2025. I'm totally fine with that. Because I do believe the offensive line will be improved next season. Do I have facts about that? No, I do not. I'm assuming that it will be better. It can't be worse. It can't be worse than what I'm watching here. The receiving core hopefully will be better. Ricky Pearsall has got to figure it out. You can't line up wrong twice. I mean, that's unacceptable. And it's been a lost year. And it's a lost year for Ricky Pearsall. And that's the draft pick we're going to talk about for a long, long time. Jake Moody missing a kick. I can't defend him no more. I can't defend that. I can't.
Shanahan looks so... livid on the sideline multiple times. And then Ricky Pearsall, who's the position coach that was yelling at him?
Oh, Leonard Hankerson.
Wow.
Kane's legend.
Would you say Kane's legend?
Kane's legend.
I can't remember the last time I saw a position coach on the Niners chew someone out like that on the sidelines.
No, absolutely. He deserved it. He deserved it. You have to make that kick. So all the momentum goes out the window there. You don't score at the end. You know, and then we'll look at these two picks at the end of the third round. Jake Moody and Cameron Latu were your third round picks at the end of the third round, 99 and 101.
Is Latu even in the NFL?
No, not even in the NFL.
I mean, he was a blocking tight end. What was it, Alabama?
Georgia? Yeah, I mean Alabama.
Thank you,
Alabama. Duane Jones, offensive line, 111 with the Cleveland Browns. It would have been great. When I think about offensive line, I'm like, damn. Kind of need some offensive linemen here. So, anyway, the Jake Moody pick is not going well. The Cameron Latu pick is not going well. The offensive line is getting beat up. The Drake Greenlaw, calf, four plays got shut down. Four plays. Leonard Floyd gets hurt. So, to me, it was just 888-957-9570. Shasky's outraged. I'm not. Because it felt like just that's the way this season. If I had to just tell the story that 2024 season, I'm popping the tape from yesterday saying, watch this game.
So your point is well taken in the sense of like, look, it's a snake bitten year. But part of how I judge people in life is like, hey, if you face some adversity, how do you react?
Right.
Do you stand up to adversity? And I just feel like more times than not this year, the quarterbacks look meager. And I thought yesterday was a straight up water pistol fight. It was not a shotgun fight. It was definitely not a knife fight. It was a water pistol fight.
No, I thought he drove the ball.
And Brock Purdy.
I thought Brock drove.
Everything was at the line of scrimmage.
I thought he had some good throws down the field, man. And George Kittle and Debo.
There was a nice layered one over the top.
He had some nice little throws over the middle of the field. And he had some good deep shots. Or he did not many deep shots, but intermediate throws down to George Kittle, down to Seam and Debo Samuel. So I thought Brock Purdy played well yesterday. I really do. 26 for 40. 313 yards. You didn't have a running game. Didn't have a running game whatsoever. I mean, and we know the Niners, they want to run the ball. They want to get the running ball. They want to control the line of scrimmage. They didn't do that yesterday. They got punked at the line of scrimmage yesterday.
I find this like we do this exercise, and you're not the only one that's
I mean, Miami ran the ball for 166 yards on 30 carries. You got the line of scrimmage controlled by the Dolphins.
So he needs to have perfect running game.
No, we're not.
Offensive
no,
line
nobody's saying
we can
everything.
Evaluate him. He's got
nobody an said
tight
perfect.
End having one of the great years. And it's like, I'm saying he's got weapons out there. We just need one drive in a throwing situation, okay, I mean, where you don't need to run the ball, where you got full two
Who's the better quarterback
timeouts.
On the field yesterday?
You got to find a way to win that game.
Who's the better quarterback on the field yesterday?
I thought Tua was,
No,
actually.
He wasn't. No, you don't. No, there's no chance he was the better. Brock was the better quarterback
Tua
on the field yesterday.
Tua didn't turn it over. Anytime that they came close to him, he threw it into the ground.
Brock Purdy was the better quarterback.
If you're going to be a game manager, you have to manage the game.
After watching that game yesterday, Brock Purdy was the better quarterback. Now, Tua, outside of four quarterbacks again,
similar.
Outside of Josh Allen, outside of Mahomes, outside of Burrow, outside of Lamar Jackson, most quarterbacks in this league need things to go well for them around them. Offensive line play needs to be stellar, right? Running game needs to be functional. The running game yesterday wasn't even functional. I mean, it's the worst running game I've seen in a couple of years for Kyle Shanahan. I mean, it was awful. Patrick Taylor Jr., no juice in the backfield. So you got that going on. I'm not going to exonerate Purdy for throwing the interception. It's a bad play. And I would have liked to see him come back and rally. But at the same time, thinking to myself, okay, I saw the effort. How did they lose? Well, they lost going out on their shield. So I'm not going to be outraged when the playoffs are already over. They're eliminated for playoff contention before the game. Brock Purdy, honestly, is that a game where you say, I can't roll with Brock Purdy at 2025?
That game looks so much like Jimmy. That's what that game looked like to me. It's like, oh, he made a couple plays, and then when push came to shove, you know, he was up against the wall, and they needed to score a touchdown with a nice drive at the end, and it's like, you can't do it. Like, it's pretty...
Let me ask you this:
to make a drive in the fourth quarter, he has failed to do it for multiple months now.
All right, he's failed to do it on this team with this roster. We've seen him do it multiple times before in the biggest moments.
Yeah, Bonte, if I just look at this year, he has been like very mediocre. Like it's okay to admit it. He's not been a top 10 quarterback. We could talk about what he's done prior seasons and all that. This year, he is not good enough.
But why is that? Why is that? Why hasn't he been good
I don't think his play has been as good. His accuracy has not been as good. Like, there was a great example. Juwan James is wide open on a little curl route, and he just skips
it. He hasn't hit the checkdowns this year at all.
The arm doesn't look right. The confidence isn't there. The decision making isn't that great. You know, like it's been like he bears some of it. I'm not saying it's all on him, and I'm not saying he's the reason why they're losing. I'm just saying I have a ton of questions on the quarterback. I spent 2 years saying no, this guy's an answer. He's a top echelon quarterback.
I still think he's the answer.
All that back.
I still think he's the answer.
Yeah, I got major questions.
Yeah, I still think he's the answer.